Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Are you a fan of your quarterback being a subtweeter?
Yeah, I'm okay with it, especially in times like this. So
I'm totally okay with it.
Well, and especially because he's subtweeting Bill O'Brien, which is I think is always good.
Yeah, I really, honestly, we talked about this a lot yesterday, but I have no problem with it. Usually I'm not a fan of that because it's kind of a bitch thing to do most of the time. But I think with this, I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah, some guy wanted to fight me over Trump. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a troll account. It's like apparently it's the same guy that Alex Bregman ended up saying was a flea on his nutsack, if you remember, is what people were telling me. But he wanted me to come fight him at Pub Fiction in Midtown. And he said, "You think you're so tough? I just want to test that glass jaw one time." To which I said, anybody who talks like this is probably 5'8" or less. You probably can't reach my jaw.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Del V2, as Del Olale joins us today. You could text the show. You know the number for that. Unfortunately, no Twitch because we're broadcasting from all over the place. Dell's in studio. Hoffman is live from Hoffman Estates. I'm here at Stately Falcon Manor. If you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com as we do our best to be business as usual. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, although I got to tell you, all these days kind of feel the same, but I mean, hopefully we'll get back to some sense of normalcy. So you got any more of those trades, or did you hit them all?
That was it. That was the end of it.
Ah, well, you know, it's interesting because so many of these that we talked about, and we just went over some of the worst trades in NFL history, and yes, if it makes you feel better, Texans fan, there were a couple trades that were worse than the Hopkins trade. Now, we'll see how it plays out. If Hopkins winds up being a Hall of Famer, then okay, but there were some worse deals, but you have to take them in the context of how, at the time, whether or not they made sense. And
right.
Yeah, this one makes no sense now. So usually if it makes no sense at the time, it turns out making no sense 10 years down the road. So, but we'll see how that goes. So I have a little, excuse me, coronavirus.
Uh-oh.
I'm totally fine. At this point, the way I've locked down, if I didn't get it, I'm not getting it because I'm not going around anybody at all. Like I said, we're going to go pick up some food after this, but we wouldn't did this the other day, you know, bought some drinks to go and some food, and she's got gloves on and a mask, and we basically Lysol everywhere. Man, we're not getting any disease from that. So that's as far as I'm going. I'm not getting around any other people. I have a story for you, AJ.
Okay.
That the For the Win did the most successful sports cities, basically ranking what they say 1 to Detroit. So to be eligible, a city has to have at least 2 major teams from the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, MLS, or WNBA. Not, you know, that doesn't count, but okay. Doesn't count to me, but it does to somebody. So they calculated each individual team's winning percentage, and they were all given an equal weight to devise an overall winning percentage for the city. So they took all the wins and losses and created a win percentage.
So win percentage matters, titles don't?
Well, no, that's just winning percentage. This is all this is based on.
Okay.
So with that in mind,
Because I'd argue, I mean, the Bengals have a good winning percentage, but if you don't win anything, you're still a miserable-ass franchise.
Yeah, yeah, but, I mean, they're talking about every team in the city, so I don't know what else Cincinnati has that would have a good winning percentage. But
okay.
The city that's number one, when you first hear it, you're going to go like, eh. But then when you think about it, it makes sense. So I like to do these by letting you guess. So curious who you think would be, based on that, who would be your top teams?
And now I'm going for the best towns, right?
Right, right. And keep in mind, this includes this year's NBA, which, you know, obviously isn't going to finish.
Right.
But, yeah, but if you had a really good percentage in the NBA this year, that would apply. So just not that I'm giving anything away there. Actually, that is kind of a spoiler alert.
I'll go with L.A.
L.A.
Oh,
is...
you know what? Before I say L.A., let me go Boston first. I should have thought about Boston.
L.A. number 10. And Boston, number 3. And that includes the Patriots at 12-4. Their MLS team was their worst team at 11-11-12. Overall city winning percentage of 6-14. So that's number 3 on the list.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. The Orioles suck.
Keep in mind, you only need 2 teams.
Okay. So how about... I would imagine the Milwaukee's looking pretty good these days. The Brewers
ding, ding,
been solid.
Ding, number one on the list. Okay. 682 winning percentage. The best team, the Bucks at 53-12. The worst team was the Brewers at 89-73. So if you just take win percentage, that makes a ton of sense.
Well, I also consider, I mean, the win percentage thing, if you've got a team who's, I mean, obviously a baseball team. Are they saying if you've got a 14-2 football team and a, you know, a 106 baseball team, do they add the percentages together?
Yes, that's what they're doing. So
having a bad baseball team is like a huge detriment because they play so many games.
It is, except, you know, we always talk about basically 10 baseball games equals 1 football game, so. Percentage-wise, you know, but if you have a small sample size like Milwaukee and you've got a couple of winning teams,
right.
And, of course, what the Bucks were doing this year, so that's why they're number one.
See, my
so hopefully
problem
that clarifies things.
I don't know how good some of these hockey teams are, but I'll throw some guesses out there. I'll go with St. Louis.
St. Louis is number 8 on the list. Blues went 42-29. Well, and this is this year, okay? So they're only counting the partial season. But then you also had a 91-win Cardinals team.
Okay.
So,
and it's you said it's counting WNBA?
Yeah, which, you know.
I don't even know all the WNBA teams.
I don't either. But I'll give you one because of that. Las Vegas.
I was going to pick them because I know they love that damn WNBA team. And I guess the Knights are pretty good.
Knights were 39-32, and the Aces were 21-13. So they're number 6 on the list.
Okay. How about Houston?
Houston is a very respectable number 7.
That's strong.
The obviously the best team, Astros, won 107 games. You know who brought the score down? The Dynamo.
Damn Dynamo.
12-18-4. Ugh. So, but, yeah, between the Astros, I mean, the Texans had a winning record. The Rockets have a winning record. So, yeah, number 7 overall for a .580 winning percentage.
Let's see. Who else could be?
So I'll give you the top 10 because you've got
I can guess some bad ones, I bet.
Yeah, we'll do the bad ones when we come back. But
okay.
New Orleans, number 2, it's basically Saints and Pelicans.
And the Saints Pelicans were 13-3.
Well, they're 28-36. They weren't that horrible, and the Saints were 13-3. So,
okay.
Boston 3, we mentioned. Baltimore 4, even with the Orioles, because the Ravens were 14-2. Salt Lake City 5, because they had the Jazz and Real Salt Lake. So, Vegas 6, we mentioned. Houston 7, St. Louis 8, Philadelphia 9, and L.A. 10. So that's your top 10.
All right.
Just for and this didn't include the XFL, obviously, or Houston might have moved up a spot because they were 5-0. But, yeah, we need to go to break here. When we come back, we'll look at a few more of these. We'll work in a gym of the day. Still plenty of time to go. Hope you guys are enjoying it. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, if you're looking for a way to maybe save some money right now, this is going to sound weird at first, but I'll get to it. You could put in new windows from Allstate Siding and Window, and you're like, well, how's that going to save me money, buying new windows? Well, here's the deal. You're going to save money on your electric bill, 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. That's what you could save. And the great thing is, spring specials they've got going right now, no payments for 2 years and 30% off all windows. So if you're in a situation where you're worried about spending money right now and you'd like to save some money, well, 2 years from now, when we're out of this thing, completely recovered, you'll be able to pay for those windows, and you'll be glad that you saved on your electric bills during this time. It's a great thing to do. The windows are Texas tough. They're going to sustain the weather elements here in Texas. Senior discounts, cash discounts. This company's family-owned and operated for over four generations. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I want to do a shout-out to Bob, who just made a nice donation to us for the short story. And he loved the ending of it. So thank you, Bob. Appreciate you. And you know what he did? He got it like 3 days ago when I first started this. And wanted to read it first, which is totally fine if you want to do that. All done. It's not just the one short story. There's five short stories there, including one that it's actually a novella. It's about 30,000 words about a gambler from Houston who has lost all his money. So he goes to Vegas to try to win it all back. And, of course, he doesn't. And then meets a witch and winds up in Saskatchewan. It's kind of a cool story. And I wrote it for Houston Sports and Stuff a few years ago. It's not available anywhere else. And I've actually had someone reach out wanting to buy the rights to that for a movie. So you can get it before it becomes a movie. All you got to do is email me. All right. So somebody asked about Los Angeles. Does it include, like, Anaheim? Yes, it does. Which the Ducks kind of bring down the percentage because they were 29-42. And the Lakers are 49-14. So that's why L.A. is 10. And I think it's fair to count Anaheim. I mean, greater L.A. area, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you wanted to guess some of the worst.
Well, Cincinnati, I mentioned before. I mean, the only pro teams they have that they may have a WNBA team, but the Reds, who are not good, and the Bengals, who are awful, they've got to be near the bottom.
Cincinnati is 35 of the 37 cities ranked.
Oh.
And the Reds were the best team.
37, right?
Yeah, we are basically Detroit's 37. The question is, can you guess 36?
That is a good question.
Yeah, the Reds were 75-87, and they were by far the best team.
Okay. How about Cleveland?
Not number 36.
But that may ruin it.
Number 34. Indians were 93-69, but then the Cavs were 19-46.
Damn.
So.
How about Miami? Oh, no, the Heat are good now. That's not going to work.
Miami.
How about Charlotte?
Ding, ding, ding. Charlotte,
yes.
Number 36. Because the Hornets were 23-42 and the Panthers were 5-11. That's a 333 win percentage.
That's pretty bad.
It's bad, not as bad as Detroit's 263.
Oh, so and Detroit has basically every major franchise.
Yeah, and they all suck because the Red Wings are bad right now, too. So the best team, their very best team, the Pistons at 20-46. And then, of course, the Lions were 3-12-1. And the Red Wings are awful, and they can't even make the worst. So,
my goodness.
So, yeah, I feel for you, Detroit. Plus, you have to live in Detroit. I mean, there's that. So, Detroit 37, Charlotte 36, Cincinnati 35, Cleveland 34. And then there was a tie for 32nd with Montreal because they have the Canadiens and the Impact. And Atlanta, interestingly enough.
The Braves are good.
The Braves are good, and I thought, and Dell, you could speak to this. Isn't their soccer team good?
Yeah, I think either they're coming off an MLS Cup title, or they won, and then most recently they made the playoffs, but their soccer team's really good.
Well, apparently, I guess the Falcons, the Hawks, and their those two teams brought them down, and they've got somebody else who is really bad, but their worst team is their damn WNBA team at 8-26. So Miami's only 31. I would have thought they'd have been a little higher.
Why would you think they'd be higher? I mean, the Heat are good, but what else is good there?
The Heat are good.
They've
Panthers,
got a disastrous baseball game or baseball team. They've got
an awful
football team.
Dolphins were 5-11. But yeah, the Panthers aren't awful. So yeah, they're down there at 31. Sorry, Dell. San Jose's at 30, Phoenix at 29, which also makes sense because they have the Cardinals, they've got the Suns, the Diamondbacks had a winning record, but that was about it. So any other cities you guys particularly care about?
Where'd you say Dallas was?
I didn't.
Oh.
So Dallas is number 21. Mavericks were the best at 40-27. Worst were the Rangers at 78-84.
All right.
And that feels low to me because the Stars don't suck. And the Cowboys are just average, but under 500 as a team,
That's
city.
Surprising. Yeah.
A little bit. Indy 23. How about this? Chicago at 24.
Chicago.
And their best team, you'll laugh at this, their very best team, the WNBA team at 20-14.
Oh, boy. The Bulls are terrible right now. I think aren't the Blackhawks pretty bad right now?
Blackhawks are actually were in a playoff chase, but not great. I mean, they were like right around 500. So here's one that is surprisingly low. And I think the Redskins bring their total down, but Washington's at 19. And the Capitals are good. The Nationals are really good. The Mystics just won the WNBA title, but that 3-13 from the Redskins, not so good.
Why isn't why isn't Nashville on this list?
Let me find Nashville. Actually, Nashville's higher than Buffalo's 14, Toronto 13, Tampa 12. Yeah, where is Nashville? That's a good question because they shouldn't be that low,
right?
Because Preds are solid.
Titans were solid. Yeah, they should be above 500.
They got to be top 10. I must have missed them in the top 10. They have to be pretty good. I don't see them anywhere on here. That makes no sense. Because they have two teams.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, for the win, you screwed up. Unless I just missed them, which seems like Kansas City's only number 17.
The Royals are so bad.
Royals were 59-103.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is very, very strange. There's no Nashville, which I think is a huge oversight because they got Columbus on here, but no Nashville? No, Nashville would be top 10.
What's Columbus's second team?
Columbus has the
Blue Jackets, right?
Yeah, they have the Jackets, and they have a MLS team.
Oh, goodness.
The Columbus Crew, who were 10-16-8.
That's a made up team.
So, anyway, shame Bell for the win for not having Nashville. So, anyway, just thought that'd be kind of fun. And now it's my fault that we pushed the Gym of the Day back. Did I lose you guys?
Nope.
Oh,
we're waiting for where there's music.
Okay. We're just listening to you reveling and screwing up, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I can't hear the music. I'm I I don't know what else to say. I just looked up and saw that it was time to go to break, and, you know, anyway, I don't want to say anything, but you could just say music playing. That would be okay.
I thought I said it once already, but I'll say it again. Music's playing.
Thank you, because I didn't hear it, which happens. Maybe it's because I was talking too much. Sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. Talk show. I apologize.
No worries, guys. It's all going great. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the gem of the day. I promise. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and hey, we've got a caller who's wants to do something good for the people. So let's get Teddy on. What's up, Teddy?
Hey guys,
hello.
Sports, Teddy.
Hey guys, so I work for Killen's Barbecue. I'm the one of the executive chefs, and I just want to mention out that we're passing out free chicken sandwiches with a bag of chips for any. Restaurant employees who are unemployed right now, all they got to bring is a check stub, and we'll give you a free sandwich and a bag of chips. And we're also selling some fried chicken for families who want to come by and pick some up. It's going to be at our Heights location at 101 Heights Boulevard.
Okay. And I thought I saw on social media that you guys are doing that not only at the Heights thing, but in the Woodlands too, right? The sandwich pass out thing?
Yeah. The one in the Woodlands, we're doing a barbecue pop-up for family packs. We're selling,
okay.
We're selling a pound of brisket, a half pound of pork ribs, half pound of sausage, and a couple of sides for $50. For $50 for family packs, just go out for a family of four.
All right, man. Well, anybody who's been displaced by this thing, or even if you're this isn't just for fired restaurant workers, right? Is this for people who are, like, doing what you're doing and actually working for a restaurant right now?
Yeah, well, I'm still working. We're still working right now, but we want to feed some restaurant employees who are not working.
Okay.
All they got to bring is a check stub there just to show us, and we'll give you a sandwich and a bag of chips to go home and have a meal.
Very cool, man. Well, I appreciate you guys, and I love the food anyway, even when it's not crazy in this world. So thank you very much, man.
Well, thank you, and our restaurants are still open in Pearland, so please come and see us.
All right.
All right, thanks, man. That's a cool thing they're doing, and, you know, I got a lot of love for Ronnie Killen and Killen's Restaurants. They do a lot in this community, and that's a very cool thing they're doing. So hopefully that'll help somebody out, and you know, anybody that's got anything going on like that, if you just let us know, we're happy to put the word out about it, especially now. So can just hit us up on Twitter or whatever. All right. Are we ready for a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm a big fan of the karma that's happening to some of these people who aren't treating this seriously, like the
toilet
guy who was
seat
going
liquor.
Around toilet seat liquor is one of them, you know, all of these, like the guy in Japan who was going around trying to give people the coronavirus and died. I feel like, you know what, you probably had it coming. Here's another one. We go to Rwanda, where basically they put on a lockdown to not go fishing. So he didn't care. He just is going to ignore it, right? They were trying to stop the coronavirus. And, you know, basically some of the fishing areas, like if it's where I grew up on the Tech City Dike, there'd be like 15 people in one area, right? So they wanted to avoid that. But this guy decides, you know what, screw it. I'm going fishing. He broke the stay home rule. And apparently he's one of the few people who weren't cooperating with it. And he went fishing. And he got eaten by a crocodile. Now, I'm sorry. I hate to be you got what you deserve guy, but if you're just going to blow them off and go do whatever and you get eaten by a crocodile, hate to say it, I'm okay with that. So, what?
I mean, wrong.
We
don't want people to die, but okay.
Well, I know, but if you're going to, it's not as bad as licking a toilet. But basically, they say don't go fishing, don't go to this area. He went fishing. They have 40 cases confirmed so far, which is the highest in the region. And, he got eaten by a crocodile. So, in this case, I hope he didn't have it because I don't want the crocodile to get it. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Am I too mean? Does that make me a bad person?
I mean, I don't know that the guy needed to die.
I think it's just,
well,
it adds to the list of things that make you a bad person.
I mean, I just think it's kind of a fun karma thing. Hey, don't do this. Oh, no, I'm going to do whatever I want. Crocodile eat you. So, all right, fine. It's just me. I'm a bad person. Nope. But it's like the...
Known facts.
It's like... What's that?
Known facts.
Yeah. So it's like the soccer guy who went to his fiance's birthday party. Dale, I'm sure you saw that one. They arrested his ass.
Yeah,
he's
plays for, I think, Real Madrid, and I think he's from the Czech Republic, and he really wanted to see his girl, and they told him, hey, stay in lockdown, and he got arrested by the Czech police.
Yeah, he's like Serbian, right? So he left Serbia to go to the Czech Republic, or was
it? I'm not sure exactly what it was, but
Bosnia.
But
I'm not sure. It's one of those.
Yeah, but he was not supposed to be doing what he was doing, and they're like, I don't care who you play for. You're coming with us.
You think he went to the Do You Know Who I Am card? It's
like, they might already know. He does play for one of the most famous clubs in all of the world. They probably already knew who he was, and it didn't matter.
Well, I'm sure that this Rwanda guy, he went to the Do You Know Who I Am card to the crocodile. Guess what happened? It didn't work.
Yeah, I don't think it stopped the death roll. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, the crocodile's like, yeah, sorry, bro. I don't care where you're from. You're getting eaten. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Boy, it's already one segment left after this?
One segment left, Fred.
Is it just me, or is this kind of flown by?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like a normal show to me. I'm just glad that I don't have a long commute after this, and I didn't have a long commute in.
Yeah, I get to go right upstairs and start drinking, so I'm very happy. Somebody's asking me about the setup here. It's real simple. It's just my guest bedroom on the first floor, which only gets used when my friends are really drunk and need a place to pass out, or when the wife kicks me out, which is occasionally, or I'm too drunk to get up the stairs. But, it's fine. It's the only place in the entire house with carpet because we basically put hardwood floors everywhere else. So if I were anywhere else, it'd be echoing and stuff. So that's why I set up down here, and it seems to be okay. And there's plenty of pacing room, which I'm very proud of myself. I've paced the entire show today. So I should have had my phone in my pocket so I could keep up with how many steps that is. But, oh well. And Dell, man, great working with you. I know this might come as a surprise. I really like Dell. I know most people don't like Dell because, he's not very social.
Yeah, like me, but I don't like Dell at all.
well, that's kind get of in line behind my dad.
Okay, so your dad doesn't like you and your boss doesn't like you. That's never a good sign.
Look,
but
I mean, I understand. I'm not that likable.
And let's face it, you think Dell likes me? Come on.
I mean, what I would have said like 8 months ago, no, I don't care about AJ. Now, yeah, I like AJ.
Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Kiss ass.
Well, yeah.
Well,
hard times right now, Fred.
Yeah, we're fighting for jobs around here,
yeah,
Fred.
What are you doing?
What's he going to say? I don't care about AJ. I don't want to work here. This job's stupid anyway.
AJ's the best program director I've ever worked for, man. He's great.
Well, I've probably worked for three. I wouldn't say he isn't.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay, so it's kind of like you can still make the argument that the Texans might win the AFC South with that. So
yeah,
it makes a lot of sense to me. No, but really, Dell, you do a great job, man. I like listening to you in the mornings. Appreciate you filling in today, and I know because of the way we're doing this, it's probably going to happen again. And you know, hopefully, the next one will be as much fun as this one. And you know, we're just trying to do our thing here, and that's the one cool thing, huh? What's that?
See,
music.
Music, Fred. I said it in your ear just so.
I know, but I was talking. I heard you say something. That's why I had to ask. So, see, all right, you know what? Here I'm saying nice things.
We're just working some things out. That's all. Next time we'll be good.
No, it's all good. I'm just, that's what I get for saying nice things about you.
Yeah.
So, just keep in mind it's this.
I don't feel comfortable. You know what show I came from. I don't like when people do that. I get all jittery.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. It won't happen again. It was just, you know.
Yeah, put me back in my comfort zone. Call me stupid or something, and we can go.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got one segment left. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go before we get to deaths. Somebody says, hi from Australia. Welcome, Australia. Says, if Deshaun and Laramie don't sign this season, aren't the Texans only allowed to franchise tag one player the following season? I got to be honest, with this new CBA, there's a different rule on the franchise tag, and I really need to spend a little time studying it so I can answer that correctly. But I think that their final years will be in different years by one, but I need to double check on that, so I can't really, you know, can't speak to that with any expertise at this point. All right, let's go ahead and wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with some famous deaths. And we'll start off with Chuck Barris, host of The Gong Show, dead at 87 in 2017.
So that's pretty good run.
God gong him? Yeah, that's a great run, but did God gong him? Is that how that worked?
I mean, I would guess.
He just said, you know what? I'm done with you. Dong. Did you ever see that movie where he was allegedly a CIA agent?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, apparently it was like story of his life, and while he was doing The Gong Show and all this stuff, he was a CIA agent. So, thank you. Fife Dawg, American rapper. Do you know him?
Who?
Dead at 45. Fife Dawg?
Everybody knows also, Fife Dawg.
I do not.
Fred.
So, sorry.
That sigh. Oh, Fred.
Well, sorry. I mean, you know, you guys know rappers, and you know, I know Chuck Barris, so that's why it's supposed to work.
Never mind.
No,
you're going to say no.
It doesn't matter. Well,
have you ever heard of a band called A Tribe Called Quest?
No.
Oh God, I don't know what to do with you sometimes.
Well, I don't know what to do with you. You'd never heard of Vivian Campbell and wouldn't let me have him in the Deadpool, and he was one of the most famous guitarists of the 80s, so suck it. All right, let's move on. Famous criminals or famous crime victims? Frank Nitti, 1943. Not really a big criminal figure. It's just he's famous because of the Untouchables. He really didn't do that much. These other two suck. Okay, let's go to the best deaths. Boy, this is not a great week for deaths. Kenny Rogers this week.
Oh, man. You know Kenny Rogers, right?
Yeah, I know Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers was in a band called De La Soul, maybe you've heard of.
Yeah, Fred.
All I know is he made all these movies in the 80s, like Six Pack and stuff like that. So, not a big country guy either, but he did, you know, he did know when to fold them. I know that much. Pocahontas, 1617. I'm familiar with her.
Isn't that Elizabeth Warren?
No,
according
she's related
to, our fine
to
president.
Warren. No, she's 2% related to Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
Just come on, man. Actually, I know her from those Night at the Museum movies. So, or was that Sacagawea? I don't know. I get confused.
That's
how about
so
this?
Racist.
One of my favorite.
If you can't get two Native American women, are you saying all Native American women look the same
the
to you?
The two most recognizable ones, and he can't tell the difference.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I heard that about you, Fred, but I didn't believe it.
Oh.
Well,
yeah,
is that
Fred
racism?
Earlier, Fred earlier said, I don't know who's producing the show, Dell or AD. They're all the same to me. That's what Fred said.
And we do two completely different jobs.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Fred said, I don't know if this is Dell or Fife Dog.
Well, one of them is dead, the other's alive. Is Fred more racist than this, though?
Drive them from our shore. They're not like you and me, which means they must be evil. We must stop them from our shore.
I think yes.
If you don't know what this is from Pocahontas. And when
yeah, I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
So and when they were it. Trying to when they're trying to round up some Native Americans, they started singing savages.
Savages, savages.
Barely even human is the lyric that gets
oh,
me.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Disney.
Oh, good old wow. Disney.
So I confuse Pocahontas with Dell because I've seen Dell online with those pigtails. So
those are pictures right, you're supposed to keep to yourself, Fred.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought that website was open to whoever
got on
there.
We had an express agreement.
Dell's OnlyFans?
Yeah, there was an express agreement. You tipped me some extra, and I sent you some extra pics. And you knew, Fred. You knew.
But I didn't.
Dell, are you doing an OnlyFans to get through these hard times?
Amen. That's why I was kissing up to you, because if it's not this, then it's OnlyFans.
Dell selling feet pictures.
I don't know how you knew that was me. I mean, it was old guy 174. That's, you know, that doesn't, oh well. Our favorite mayor of all time, Rob Ford.
Mayor Sylvester Oh.
No, that was our Toronto guy who used to do all the drugs and was
oh,
fat.
Yeah.
And yeah, remember him? He was like gem of the day for a year. I miss him.
He was basically Chris Farley, if Chris Farley would have been mayor of a major city.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 2011, Elizabeth Taylor. Dead at 79.
One of your ex-wives, wasn't she?
No, but, you know, I would have. Hell, I would now. I don't, you know, I'm not proud. 2006, I have to go to Louisiana where I think necrophilia is still legal. 2016, Gary Shandling. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Larry Sanders' show was fantastic.
Great
there was a
show.
Documentary about him that it really gave some insight into him. It's worth watching. It was on HBO. I can't remember what it was called, but if you... I'm sure in this time of everybody binging, you can find it. All right, three dead porn stars. 2018, Kara Lott, 56 years old, died from?
56. Cancer.
Very close. Kidney disease and diabetes.
Okay.
Which
Ooh,
you don't see
a
lot of.
She got fat?
I'm guessing she was 56 years old.
There's nothing worse than an overweight retired porn star.
That might be the first diabetes we've had for a porn star.
That's a rare diagnosis.
Yeah, I mean, I would have had to give you 10 points if you got that one right. Okay, 1984, Shauna Grant died from?
How old?
Doesn't have an age.
Oh. 84. I'll go with AIDS.
Shot herself in the head due to a cocaine addiction.
Oh,
so drug overdose or suicide would have worked.
Okay.
And finally, 2004, Taylor Summers, also no age, died from?
I'm going to go murdered by a pimp.
Ding, ding, ding. Murdered by a pornographer during
Pretty
a bondage scene.
All
yeah.
right.
So, I mean, yeah. So, congratulations. That's a big win, and that gets you right back in the game despite the two misses.
Thank you.
So, all right. And those are your famous deaths. So, yeah, probably a little inappropriate in this time, but. When have we ever been appropriate?
I mean, if a porn star had died of coronavirus, that would be inappropriate.
So will it be inappropriate next year? Because the way we do these, it's like over the past week and during this week in history. So in a year. So next year, if we get a bunch of dead coronavirus famous people during this week, would it be inappropriate?
Nah.
Well, yeah, because like I saw some playwright died and he was like 89.
Nobody super famous has died from this yet.
No, but we all know the famous people who get it because they keep telling us.
Yeah. Well, the only thing dead is like Rudy Gobert's sense of taste.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he didn't have any taste to begin with, obviously, since he was going around licking stuff. So, you know, I don't think we've lost anything there. Oh, well. All right. Well, you know what? day two of this. Went pretty well. It's technically day three, but I was in studio on the first one, so I think this went pretty well. Kind of curious how you guys would grade it.
It went all right. I can't complain. I mean, there was only one point where we couldn't hear each other. I'm going to say that's a solid day.
Yeah, and it was only for like 5 seconds, but you know, to us it feels like 30 seconds because whenever you have dead air, it always seems like it's a lot worse than it is. But for that, and then you know, for 2 days, I got dropped briefly yesterday. That's it. I mean, I consider this another win. I think we're 2-0 so far. So, you know, we'll have to keep it going. And, Dell, I'm sure we will see you again, and I promise to never say anything nice about you again. How's that?
That's fine. I'm not giving this show a grade because, really, it was excellent because Granada wasn't here. So you can't
always,
really.
That always makes it the best.
It's always best for me when that dude's nowhere near me. So, so A+.
Climb off, brother.
A+, no matter what happened.
Oh, well, you know, Granado is what he is. You know, you get, you know, those guys have been together a long time. They're like an old married couple. So, you know, that, which makes you like the mistress.
I thought abused child was what you're going to say. Either way, mistress is worse.
Yeah, because you're kind of the mistress to both of them, right?
No, not Lance. Lance is, Lance would be the, he stepped out, if we remember correctly.
That's true, he did.
I just kind of feel like you'd be the Tiger King guy who came on late, the guy who was the third guy in the polygamous relationship and then whacked himself.
Let's be clear, I don't want to be involved in any relationship with either of them. Please. And now the grade for the show's a D. Thank you.
Oh, well, I mean, again, just speculation, just trying to figure out, you know, why you guys weren't that high on each other. So we have Braddock and Creighton next.
They are next in late hits to 10 o'clock. So we're extending the hours for that show. But first, AJ, talk about some insurance.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys another way to save some money during these times. TGS Insurance can save you some money on your home insurance. If you own your home, it's so simple. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, and you'll get a full quote and a proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. You never have to leave your house, never have to sit in an agent's office. This company, these savings, they're legit. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 800 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year, and I can vouch for that because I saved over $900 a year with TGS Insurance. And there's no need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of all the back end. They'll get you refunded on your previous policy right away. None of the hassle. That's all on them. TGS Insurance is open right now, so text MONEY to 232323. Start saving today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5.